It is now 8:20. Dearest darling, thus begin the letters from Lieutenant Colonel Charles Bartlett to his wife Peggy. They tell the story of everyday life in the trenches, the search for warmth, for food, for alcohol, for safety, and an escape from the tedium. An extraordinary cache of their letters has been discovered and turned into a new book, I Shall Not Be Away Long. Here's an extract of one dated 27th of September, 1915.
It has been a ghastly business, too awful to describe. We know of no particulars as to how people met their end, as the advance was made under a cloud of smoke and gas. The Camerons, Gordons and Black Watch have been fighting with us, and they are fine men, especially with a bayonet. We have neither washed, slept, and been particularly without water for 2 days. It is now starting to rain. Leslie was the first to be killed, getting out of the trenches, and I don't think lived long after he was hit. I can't write more now, as of course I have a lot to do, compiling lists, etc. Besides, I am dead beat. We hope to move out of the trenches tonight to reorganise what is left of us.
Andrew Tatham is the author of that book, I Shall Not Be Away Long. He joins us along with William Boyd, who, of course, has written his own novels about the First World War, as well as directing a feature film, and who's written the foreword to this book. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Andrew, this has been a labour of love for you, haven't it? Because you did a book called A Group Photograph, in which you traced all the people on a particular photograph from 1915, and that, I understand, is how you came across these letters.
That's right. When I was contacting all the families. So there's 46 men in this group photograph, and I decided I wanted to contact a member of each of the families and see what I could find in order to make artworks. And when I contacted the granddaughter of Charles Bartlett, she said on the phone that she had a few letters, and that maybe I wouldn't be interested particularly. I thought I would be interested. And so when I turned up and she had 341 letters spanning from August 1915 to March 1917 and going through the battles of Loos and the Battle of the Somme, I mean, it was just the most incredible resource.
Extraordinary find. William Boyd, I mean, you are a self-confessed obsessive about World War One. What are you learning from these letters that you didn't know before?
Well, I think the fascinating thing is, if you like, this is a microcosm of World War One that these letters provide. And the way that Andrew has spiraled out from the content of the letters to flesh out the references and so on gives you an incredible overview of one man's war, but also one society's war, because we go back to the home front as well as the Western Front. So I think the whole thing is an extraordinary lens on that conflict, which still obsesses not just me, but I think the entire nation.
In part, Andrew, is that because the First World War marked the beginning of the end of a sort of unquestioning obedience to authority? It marked a moment at which people began to say, well, hold on a second.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the repercussions are, you know, definitely still here today. I mean, if you think about, I think it was a lot of it's the breakdown of complete obeying things like the church and the aristocracy and government, that, you know, a lot of people, you know, really started to question that.
William, that's the theme that you pick up. Are there others?
Well, I think the other thing that I find fascinating about it is the sort of daily business of living. It's not all about fighting at all. It's soldiers very quickly become stoics, and all they want is a comfortable bed, maybe something to drink, alcoholic to drink, and some food. And so I think what's fascinating about these letters is that minutiae, the daily grind of being in the front line, and how you coped, how you got by. Because I think that's the great question you ask: what was it like? How on earth did you survive these appalling conditions? And I think this book provides many answers.
And Andrew, perhaps that will fascinate a new generation who are used to being able to correspond, you know, minute by minute, hour by hour. But the idea of daily letters, just saying this is how it felt to me today, in both directions, of course.
Well, yes. And one of the things with this book is that it's a very visual book. There's scans of all the letters and there's pictures of the people who the letters are mentioning or who the letters are between. And you get this feel of it. And the amazing thing was that even in the trenches, they were getting their post regularly. And the postal service at that time was almost like email. In London, for example, there were 9 deliveries a day. You could write in the morning to someone else in London and say, I'll meet you for supper. Mm. So, you know, that is and I've tried to turn this book into a time machine where you get to feel as if you've opened the letters yourself.
And that, William Boyd, gives us that glimpse to this trauma that shaped so much since.
Yes, I think it does. I mean, it's also filtered through the strange personality of Charles Bartlett, which makes it rather wonderful. He's could be a character in an Evelyn Waugh novel or a Ford Maddox Ford novel, a bit of a cad, but and self-interested, but absolutely a sort of multifaceted human being. So it's not a kind of dry history. It's a very, very personal one. And it brings the war very much alive, I think.
Well, William Boyd and Andrew Chatham, author of I Shall Not Be Away Long. Thank you so much for joining us.